Chavis Lavavis in Perek Gimel is going through the five hakdamas that a person has to have to properly have bitachon and revenge for them. So the first one is, like we mentioned last week, is to come to a clarity that and a realization that Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that has the seven tanoim needed for one to be beteach one someone else. Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that really knows you and knows you from the time that you were born and has done tevis to you your entire life and has helped you. V'chulu v'chulu. And no one can do anything without Ribbono Shel Olam. No one can be mazik if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want. No one can help if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want. V'chulu v'chulu. When a person thinks about that nekuda, that everything is telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, then that's the first hakdama needed, required for a person to properly be boiteach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hakdama shinis, what's the second hakdama? Shiida v'yabor lo yishabor yisbarach mustakal alav. This is something that maybe people have difficulty with, and they think that there may be a Baal Bitachon. As long as they say that they're a Baal Bitachon, whether they really are or not, but says the Chavis Lavavis that. He continues and says, "It's loynochen mitzidei lahatzir b'diburoi shuboitech malekim ibli sheivzach lavagam believe mispoinei." A person shouldn't say that he's a baal bitochen if he doesn't really believe it. And he says that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows whether or not a person is a baal bitochen. Bitochen is between there's two people that are two involved in bitochen, the person and the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one else. No one knows whether or not the person is really a baal bitochen or is only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. And you can't fool the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person is a really Baal B'Tochen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know. It's simply between the mensch and the Ribbono Shel Olam. They say a story that somebody came to the stipler. And he asked the stipler, he says, I'd like to buy an apartment, but I don't have the means of doing so. I don't have the ability to do so. Is it possible to take out a mashkanta, to take out a mortgage, without knowing how I'm going to pay back? I'll have Biteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that'll give me every month an amount of money to pay back. Do I have to have the bill, know how I'm going to pay back beforehand? Or I'll be Biteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Supposedly the disciple told him, I can't answer your question because I don't know who you are. In other words, what, I'm going to go tell you that Be'etzem, yes, you could. Someone who's an Emes Abal Biteach can do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. And if it's something that's needed and you're Mamish Biteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it'll help you out. However, if you don't really believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not really boiteach in the Ribbono Shel Olam, then in a chanami, it's between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows whether or not you're boiteach in him. Supposedly, the story goes that he bought the apartment and regretted it afterward. So that the Taka wasn't such a Baal B'Tochen like he maybe thought he was. But not that it's mufka. In other words, the disciple wasn't telling him that it's mufka. It is a mufka, but a person has to know himself. And who are you fooling? There's the only person a person is fooling when he pretends that he's a Baal B'Tochen, is himself. And he says, "Loynochen mitzidei lahatzir b'dibur shebitochen melekim yisbarach mibli sheyiftach alav gam b'libi mitzpoinai kedei shel yeh begeder mi shenemar alav b'pivu b'sfasai kibduni v'livai rochek mimeni." A person shouldn't pretend that he's Baal B'Tochen and preach about B'Tochen and how much of a Baal B'Tochen he is, and he doesn't really believe in it. He does not really b'tochen the Ribbono Shel Olam, because then it's going to come out Echil Hashem to Masber. And people are going to say, oh, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves the person, somebody is Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for him, he doesn't help him out, doesn't have a way to pay his mortgage, whatever it is, whatever the Nekuda is. The Chazon Ish talks about such people, and he says that it's the person that says that he has Bitochen is much worse than the person that doesn't say anything about his Bitochen and doesn't have Bitochen. He says, because the person that says he's a Baal B'Tochen, so then, first of all, it's a Chil Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him out. And second of all, people learn from him. They think that he's a Baal B'Tochen, and they learn from him, and they learn whatever it is that they're learning from him. And Be'emes, he's talking out such a person. So that is the second Hakdama. The second Hakdama is that a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he's a Baal B'Tochen. If he is or if he's not. Hakdama Ashlishis is she yiftach alaykov lavadai bedvarm shuchai lefteichalov vayishatef elav acher kloimish la yiftach gamal Hashem v'gamal acharabruin. A person has to be boitech in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and only in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the boss. Kodesh Baruch Hu and my parents. Kodesh Baruch Hu and the neighbor. Kodesh Baruch Hu and my friend who's so generous. The bitachon, not that he doesn't know that there are people that can help him. Doesn't mean that it's not true that there are people that have helped him in the past, that could help him, that said that they will help him. But al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven adam shele tshuva. Bitachon is only on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Teitzerucha yishudam asmei v'dur shnei nisaf. That it's not that there aren't people that are nice people and that have helped him in the past and they deserve a karas atayif b'chulu. But the bitachon is only on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says somebody, it's it says about the Melech Aso, Gambachol Yoy Leidorish Hashem Ki Berefim. He wasn't Dorish Hashem, only Hashem, first from Masber. Also, he went to the doctors. Shenana Shazel Lamoris Hasidusoi, despite his great Hasidus, since he was Boitech also on the doctors together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mela, it was a chasarn in his bitachin. Does that mean that a person is trying to make ishtadlus? First of all, it depends on the level of the person. But ishtadlus is not totally bitachin. A person has to make an ishtadlus because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Who is he boitech on? He's boitech on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows that he has to be mishtadl, but the bitachin is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chazanish talks about it. The Chazanish talks about he says at the end of Emunah B'Tochen, second paragraph of Emunah B'Tochen, he says that a person, you could tell on a person what type of person they are by their knee-jerk reaction. When a person needs a Yeshua, so what's his first reaction? What's his knee-jerk reaction? Does he call this Askin and that person and that friend and that? Or is the first thing that he does is turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Certainly he has to do Ishtadlus. 100% he has to do Ishtadlus. It happens to be that the best Ishtadlus is Tefillah. That is the best Ishtadlus. David Kaplan writes in his book, he once went to Chaim Knievsky. And his book of stories, he went to Chaim Knievsky and he asked him for an eitzah for something. And he gave him whatever. And he says, is there anything more that I could do? Is there anything that I personally could do? He says, Ishtadlus you want? He says, yeah. He says, Tefillah. So he says, like in his little note there, he says, maybe for Chaim, that's the best Ishtadlus. But it's not really that way. He was saying that's really what Chaim was teaching him. That the best ishtadlus that a person can possibly do is tefillah. That is the best ishtadlus. We'll see the turn. It could very well be that that's the whole reason why it is that the person needs the issue in the first place. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Oveis HaKaris, the Yemois, Kidei, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Avon Tzvah Shal Tadikim. So the best Yeshua that Avram Avinu could have possibly had was not to go to Dr. Chaim Yankel, but rather to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because that's good for what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. The Pasuk says, Baruch HaGever, the person who's Asher Yivtach B'Hashem, who's Beitech only in Hashem, then Vayah Hashem Yivtach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka, his Mekor HaBitochen, and will help him out. V'Dover Yaduahu, he says it's known. Shemishu memanes shnei memunim oyes lamale is a tafkin. Ein erech leminu ein as ein leminu ze erech. Says if a person appoints two people, somebody appoints two people to take up a certain position, then that position has no chashivas whatsoever, because each person kedera the beishutvi like kriri loichamimi, like Chazal say. If you tell two people to take charge of the pot on the stove, it's not going to be not hot, not cold. Each person is same with on the other person to take care of it, because he knows I'm not the only one, so you don't need me. No. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm not the only one, you don't need me, so B'Zeno, I'll take care of you. Chaim Yankel will take care of you. Certainly, that's even two people. But if one is a person in Ribbono Shel Olam, it's like Yehuda Vayit Lekro. So then, certainly such a bitachon, shebitachon mefutzel zeh, this two-pronged bitachon, certainly is a sibum mespekah sheyimim menu mashu mekavel haaseg al yodei. That in itself is enough of a reason that he shouldn't get that which he's hoping to get from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meshakosev, like it says in the pasuk, Gora gavish yivtach ba'adam, v'som b'sar zroya, u'min Hashem yosir libay. That if there's an aura for somebody who is not b'teach only on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he puts a, he's b'teach on a person instead of being b'teach on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now this is an aspect which is very difficult, because a person knows, especially he grew up, and his parents has been helping him, and his parents, it could be that he's 50 years old already, and his parents have been taking him along his entire life, have given him whatever he needed, and taking care of him. So he knows as soon as he needs anything, so then he just turns to his parents. I was once talking to somebody, they were in their 80s, and at the time I was talking to them, and they said, yeah, when I was younger, I never used to daven for parnasa. It just never was was never an issue. It was not something that I had to daven for. Not that they were an usher muflik, but they always had parnasa. B'shefa wasn't a... They had a good job, they had a good boss, a good... whatever it was. And they never, he says, then they said they got older and they realized they didn't have to daven for parnasa. I don't know if anything changed by them, but something changed specifically. But they came to the akhar that it's all from their Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all, and there's not being, I know people that their parents gave them extremely wealthy, gave them whatever they needed, and then something happened and that's it. They cut them off. They said not a penny more. Zero. Fs. Not nothing. Don't even give a phone call. We don't want to hear from you anymore. And that means that everything came crashing down in 1 second. Everything that they're b'teichel of. On that and mitacheni, it could come back again. The same person I know. I think this person that I'm thinking of offhand is somebody. He said that he decided to stay in yeshiva again. So longer than his parents wanted him to stay in yeshiva. He said, no, you don't want to come back to college. You're taking care of yourself. Said, that's it. Not an extra penny. And a year went by, 2 years went by, went married, got married. So after the first grandchild was born, so all of a sudden, then things changed again. Did anything have to change? No, nothing has to change. Your brother something changed it. It's all at the end of the day. It's all, he made it look like it was a grandchild. That's what it was, the Eitzah. That's all. The money comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and it's not just money. It's all help comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he's the only one to be teichon. Which is one more. Hakdama revisi she yashgiach veyistal the moed lasas as mashe abor echiyu veisoi she yamres avedosi vikamis mitzvaysov yizor mashe aser lov k'moy shemavak shemenu. If you want to be teichon, Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to help you out. So then your basic obligation is to fulfill his will. If the Rebbeinu Shalom asks you to do something, and you want him to help you out in whatever you do, so at least do what he asks you to do. So he asks you, he says that there's 613 things that I love for you to do, or not to do, then you should do what he asks you to do, and not do what he asks you not to do. K'mo yishomer Rav Yisenu. K'desh ha'bor yiyaskim lasis lo yasmashu makava v'teich lasim imenu. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be maskim to give you that which you want him to give you. K'mo yishomer Rav Yisenu Zala. Say return to kiritzen echo. Kadosh Baruch, if you're mevatel your ratzon and you do the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch, then Kadosh Baruch will give you. He'll be mevatel his ratzon to give things to other people instead of you, and he'll give it to you. Now, the truth is that Chazal say that a few karev Hashem lechol karev lechol sheikru ve'emes, that a person that's mamish b'teichon of Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says Kadosh Baruch Hu help me out no matter what. That means even if he's a rasha, but if he's karev ve'emes. And your mamish b'teichon Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will help the person, whatever the situation is, could very well be. But if a person, that's maybe a one-time thing. But if a person wants to really be a bal b'teichon and he really wants that, the Rebbeinu Shalom should be able to, he should be able to rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that he's going to help him out in what he needs to help him out. V'chulu v'chulu. That's only if he also does what the Rebbeinu Shalom asks him to do. But to give a slap kilu chas v'shalom to the kav yochel and then say, okay, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm b'teichon you, a person can't expect that. But if he does, is b'teichon Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he does what he wants to do, then in a chanami, Kadosh Baruch Hu will mevatel his ritzoinoi to do ritzoincha.